This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yes. Oh, it's hour number two. We're off and running. And that means it's time to open up the ladies' lounge. And joining us this hour for the first part of it is one of our favorites on Saturday night. She's been with us, I don't know, a half dozen times over the last year. And every time she's with us, it's a highlight. It's kind of a bright spot in the calendar. MJ Kronfeld, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Good to have you.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Now, I'm glad to know that tonight you're not in a fetal position in a corner somewhere.
Not anymore.
And you're not out vandalizing, marching, ruining the fantastic city of New York. You're being responsible in your grief over the election. But your reaction to what America did on Tuesday.
Oh, Kevin, I thought we weren't talking about politics tonight. This is terrible.
You just tweeted out. You said we're going to talk politics and party and purpose and policy. So I thought, well, she wants to.
Why are you trolling me on Twitter, I guess, is a better question.
Well,
come on. My reaction to the campaign, you know, I think that there are.
Okay, so let me contextualize this. You were a Ted Cruz supporter, as was I, in the primary. And after the primary, you became a never Trumper. And I kind of, out of pragmatism, said, well, I can't let Hillary get elected, so I've got to do anything I can to stop her. I think the last time we spoke, we were, I don't know, somewhere like nearing the end of the summer or something like that. And you really, at that time, didn't think that Trump had a chance of beating her. But I think a lot of pundits thought that, even going into the final few days. But he actually did strike some chords with those Rust Belt voters, which is kind of where I thought his hidden strength was all along. Were you surprised that it was as big of a win as it turned out to be?
I would be silly not to be. I was sitting here the whole time. As Seth Meyers said, you know, on his show, I've been wrong every step of the way. You know, it's a remarkable win for President-elect Trump. I did not vote for him, and you know, I made that clear from the start, because I think that he represents the same kind of empty populism that Barack Obama did. And I think what we've actually seen, if you want to draw some interesting parallels, is, you know, there was a group of Americans that felt disaffected, and that's what brought Obama to the presidency. Now, a different group of disaffected Americans have brought Trump
into
the White House, and neither group, the first group wasn't satisfied, so the second group won't be satisfied. What I hear from both of these disrespected segments of society, no matter how you want to define them, is that they want necessary thing to be handed to them. We want jobs. We want better health care. We want better schools. But there's very little movement in trying to also be a part of making a difference in their own community. And this is now across America, right? We see all these people that believe in the bottom of their heart that Trump is going to bring back all these manufacturing jobs, and he's going to build this wall. The fact of the matter is, and I'm a student of history, no president ever, except, you know, maybe two or three, have ever really lived up to the vast majority, and especially the big promises that they make on the campaign trail. So what we see are similar empty promises from two presidents that tried to appease disaffected segments of society that don't usually go out and vote, and they were both very, very, very good at it. But it doesn't necessarily mean either of them were good presidents, either of them knew anything about policy. And the reason why Hillary Clinton was an interesting candidate is because she's like a Paul Ryan. You know, she's a policy wonk. When she stood up on stage and talked about the nitty-gritty of things that she would do in the White House, or as SNL said, she was going to micromanage the hell out of it, because she was. And maybe that would have been good for America that needs somebody that understands how our processes work, how policy and society come together to create change, because change is not a promise. It's something that you will to do, and then you have to succeed in doing it. And
right.
I think that the people that brought Trump to the White House will feel the same dissatisfaction, hopefully in only 4 years, that those of us felt at the end of Obama.
Well, I do think, and I appreciate that explanation because that makes a lot of sense, and I do see those parallels. And I'm going to do what I did in 08, which was very hard for me to do, but I'm going to reserve pounding on the president until he actually is in office and starts to do actual things. So in 2008, when he got elected, and I opposed him all the way through, I said, okay, he's the president-elect. This the will of the people have spoken. I didn't use my column to beat him up. And it, you know, that he got sworn in. I think I wrote my first critical piece about him maybe 2 or 3 weeks after he was actually in office. But having said that, he does have some big things to live up to. And the weird thing was he only had like 2 or 3 major issues that he was really running on. So if he does beef up border security, if he does on some level balance out trade deals so that manufacturing jobs do come back, he doesn't have a high bar to reach to be, quote, successful. All he has to do is follow through on those, as opposed to a Clinton or a Bush who came in with, you know, 13 things on their list that they said that they were, even Obama to some degree, you know, closing of Gitmo. I think that's still open at this point in time. But all that said, during the last little bit, you have been working on your PhD. And you are, for people that have never caught you on the broadcast before, you're the founder of an organization called Party for a Purpose. And one of the things that you really are passionate about is philanthropy. And when we talked last week, one of the things you said that has really gotten you all fired up now is philanthropy and public policy. And how do the two of those things work together, Ms. Kronfeld?
Sure. Well, you know, I had like the super great honor to speak at the Women's National Republican Club of New York at the eve of the election. And those of you that are not aware, the Women's National Republican Club of New York is the oldest institution for female Republicans, and it's also the home of Henrietta Livermore, who actually was kind of the progenitor behind the suffragettes movement. The suffragettes used to meet at her home under the guise of having tea or lunch or other things that women would do at that time, and that's where they would plan and plot their revolution, their takeover of society in the context of women are equal to men because women rights are human rights. So I had the great honor to speak there, and I decided, instead of talking about politics, talk about my work in philanthropy, politics, and policy. Because one of the things that I recognized, both in my work in social impact and philanthropy personally, is that there are huge divides that exist between government and civil society, and that's really where a lot of our problems are. So, of course, everyone wants to end modern slavery and human trafficking. I know that's an issue that you care deeply about.
Yep.
So the government, you know, obviously cares about it. The Americans launched the CHIP report, the Trafficking in Persons report. They ranked every country in the world on how well they're doing on fighting this. But at the end of the day, America only invests about $120 million a year in actually fighting trafficking and slavery. But then you also have hundreds of millions of dollars pouring into organizations around the world fighting this plague, this scourge on society. So you have the capacity and definitely the will within governments to fight it, and you clearly have an outpouring of support from individuals to support these organizations, and you clearly have people on the ground that desperately want to fix this problem and dedicate their life to it, but often these divides are not bridged. So that's where I believe my work at Party for a Purpose and my work with the Nexus Youth Summit really comes in, and what we try to do is bridge the divides between donors and philanthropists and activists and volunteers and governments to say, hey, guys, listen, we all have the exact same vision of a completely free world, a world where no person is in bondage, because we live in a world right now where there are almost 50 million people who are in slavery. This is higher than at any time in the world, even when accounting for population size. So why can't we fix this? I know that we can. I know that the will and the way is there. The problem are these divides. So what we try to do, what I try to do in my personal life, through my company, Party for a Purpose, and PFUP Consulting, and definitely through my work with the Next View Summit, is to bring together these different segments of society and try to stop doubling these efforts, break down these silos and say, hey, listen, there's actually no competition when it comes to good. That's why when I work with philanthropy, when I work with philanthropists and I work with NGOs, I often say, you know, there's a lot to be said about opening your donor box and inviting another organization that does similar work and have them bring their donors in, have you bring their donors in with you. Because at the end of the day, if somebody is giving to end slavery and they have the capacity to give, they usually will give more. And if they decide at some point to transfer their giving from one organization or one activist to another, well, then maybe there's a reason why. Because like capitalist society, you know, those that are best at what they do are the ones that succeed. So at the end of the day, if our goal is all the same, if our goal is to make a world that is better and brighter than the rhetoric that we've heard during this campaign, well, then I want to be a part of bringing these people together.
Well said, MJ. Hold on. We got to take a break. But when I come back, I've got a couple of follow-ups on that very topic. It's Kevin McCullough.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, Would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
What a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do.
So we're glad you're with us live from New York. It is Radio 9 Live, and we are in the ladies' lounge with MJ Kronfeld, who is one of our favorites around here. She thinks out of the box. She is an entrepreneurial mover, shaker, activist in so many ways, and really looks at things oftentimes from a very different perspective than some of the traditional ways that people approach them. I think that's one of the things that is refreshing. She's coming up with solutions in ways that people haven't. MJ, you were talking about the application of seeing these parallel tracks and, you know, kind of tearing down the barriers that keep people from cross-pollinating the solutions to find them. Doesn't that largely stem from the fact that sometimes these organizations that begin to do good actually become a fiefdom of their own? And so, therefore, there is almost a motivation to continue to perpetuate a problem instead of to solve the problem. And doesn't that speak to even the differences in the types of organizations that people should be working with? Because sometimes it gets, and I'm not necessarily even ascribing motives. I think people start with good motives, but I think that there are times when, you know, the American Cancer Society discovered that there were billions of dollars of research to keep researching cancer without finding necessarily the cure for it. That may be a bit of an exaggeration, but you can see the point. It can become a very profitable thing to be in the nonprofit business.
Well, yeah, and that's, let me reverse your thought processes here. You're right. You've absolutely nailed the problem. The problem with the nonprofit world is that, it's profitable in some senses to be a nonprofit, only in the sense that, like, you need money to continue your cause because no one ever sets an end goal. No one ever sets an end goal.
Right.
Now, that's not the problem of the nonprofit. That's actually what I believe the problem of the philanthropist. And that's why my generation and the social impact generation and this new movement towards philanthropic activism is so exciting. Because here's the deal. Nonprofits are always going to be competing for money because the money is there. What if the money said, I'm going to give you $100 billion right now, and when that's done, slavery needs to end. It's going to be over. There's not going to be a single slave left in the world. I will release that money to you when you make me believe, when you show me that plan, that says slavery is going to be over with $100 billion. And let me point, that doesn't sound as crazy as you may think, let me point to the Freedom Fund. My dear friend Nick Grono, his staff, Kate Kennedy, and all the amazing people over there that grew out of, and excuse me, Kevin, for saying the name on the show, the Clinton Global Initiative. It's the first time ever that there has been a group of people coming together with Gatum, along with the Omidyars, and there was one other philanthropist, excuse me, but I forgot who it is. But what they did is they came together and they created this idea. They said, let's see what would happen if we said, I'm going to give you $100 million to end slavery. And they got the best and the brightest in the world, and they created this thing called the hotspot model. They go into an area, they find everyone working in that space, nonprofits, activists, individuals, governments, whatever it is, and they say, hey, listen, slavery is going to end here, and we're going to give you X amount to do it. We're going to invest in that. We're going to build these bridges together. We're going to put you into a collaborative space, and we're going to work together to end slavery in this area, whether it's the state of Bihar or the country of Indonesia. And they focus really hard with an enormous amount of resources and talent on that one thing until it's done. And then it's done, and that's it. So it's not the nonprofit competing for the money that's the problem. It's the fact that the money is always there. So I ask philanthropists, I ask people that care about these issues, I ask that person that writes that check to the ASPCA every year, what's the end game? Do you really want to write a check for the rest of your life? Or would you be behooved by participating in some sort of program or social impact investment fund or even a giving circle where we said we're going to put X amount of resources in X amount of time, and when that time is done, you are going to have this problem solved? Because that's what happens in the corporate world, right? So, like, PayPal, how do we send money to and forth? How do we do e-commerce, right? Somebody came up with a solution, and now that's the solution. That doesn't mean PayPal is going to be the best solution forever, but someone came up with a solution.
Right. I get it. Yeah.
We need standards in the non-profit.
Well, and the difficulty, the difficulty in the sex slavery issue in particular is that a lot of the countries where it is still practiced, the governments of those countries are either ignorant of what is happening, or they feign that at least, or they are in just strict denial of saying that doesn't happen here, so they turn a blind eye to whatever it is that is happening. So, for instance, a group that I work with, International Justice Mission out of Washington, D.C., when they are working a case, they may have to be in an area for a few years to build the caseload to be able to go to the government to say, look, we have absolute proof that these things are happening, and here's the evidence for it. And that is costly, and that does take time. But when it's done right, they can free an entire village at that point, and it's really a rather powerful thing.
Well, let me push back a little bit, because as Nick Grono, who is the CEO of the Freedom Fund and one of my absolute heroes, as he often says when he speaks at events, slavery is illegal everywhere. There is no country in the world that doesn't have laws against slavery. No government doesn't know it's happening, Kevin. Absolutely not. Feigning, not knowing, or not, every government knows. If they didn't, they wouldn't have laws on the books. So what we need to do is push these governments harder and force them to do. Listen, I love the work that IJC does. I've worked with them in the past. They're huge supporters of the work that we do at Nexus. But we all know at the end of the day that governments aren't the only solution to these problems. So
right.
We can show governments all we want that these problems exist. But the real issue is, Kevin, the real issue is slavery exists in America. We might have as
that's
many
the other part I was going to bring up.
We might have as many as 500,000 slaves. We might have as many as 2 million slaves in this country. We don't know. But what we do know is that 300,000 women and girls are trafficked in and out of this country every year. We know that Queens is the East Coast capital of the slave trade. We know that every 30 seconds a child in this country goes missing. And we expect the vast majority of them wind up in the sex industry. So if we really want to solve the problem that is slavery, that is sex trafficking, there is domestic servitude, organ trafficking, child briding, you name it. Even farm worker and agricultural slavery, you know what? We need to stand up and start living by example, because slavery is here and real in America. And until Americans decide to have that conversation, regardless whether they are Democrat, Republican, or independent, until everyone in America starts making conscious consumer decisions about buying fair trade, about knowing where their cotton comes from, about understanding that every product we wear, eat, buy, and use is slavery embedded in the slave trade, unless we understand this, we can't fix the problem.
MJ, so if people want to get
if, to stand up in America.
If people want to get more involved with you specifically and what you're doing, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. It's TSAPNYC.com. That's Party for a Purpose NYC.com. They can Google my name. They can Google Party for a Purpose. We'll pop up. They can Google the Nexus Youth Summit and the Nexus Working Group on Human Trafficking. We host calls every single Tuesday with a leader in the space. It's a public service. Anyone is welcome to join us.
All right.
Reach out. I'll pop you on the list. We want you
do
to
it.
Be involved.
Do it.
In the
go. It's PFAPNYC.com. I'm MJ Kronfeld. Until next time, thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys.
All right, live from New York, boys, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. And tonight being brought to you, of course, in part by our good friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, who has crisscrossed this country over the last several weeks, stumping on behalf of Mr. Trump. You know him because you see him on the TV commercials, and he's wearing the cross on the outside of his blue shirt, and he talks about how the MyPillow has helped so many people. It's really true. And he has extended an offer to you, the Kevin McCullough listener and viewer tonight. If you have never tried the MyPillow, if you need the best night's sleep that you can get, and if you would like that sleep to be guaranteed to be the best that you've ever gotten, listen to this. Tonight, if you purchase a premium pillow, queen or king size, queen or king size. You do that using my phone number. He's going to allow you to get a second one of the same value or smaller at no additional charge, and then two of the go-anywhere travel pillows. It's four pillows for the cost of just one. So three pillows free when you buy one, but you have to use my number to get them. Here is that number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Now, what makes these pillows special is they've got technology on the inside that he actually guarantees is going to get your neck, head, and shoulders aligned so that you get REM cycle sleep. The key to getting into REM cycle sleep is having your the cervical nerves around your neck and into your upper chest relaxed. That only happens when the pressure is taken off of your head and neck in the proper way so that your body can get to complete rest, complete REM cycle rest. When it does, you drop into the deepest sleep that you can imagine. And when you wake up, you're more rested. Your body has done more restoration. The blood flow has reset the organs, the brain, the heart. Everything else is working properly because you've had the best sleep you can get. I've been on my MyPillow now for going on 3 years, and I got to tell you, I never go a night without it. And that's where those travel MyPillows, the go-anywhere MyPillows, really come in handy. So if you'd like four of them for the price of just one, and maybe you're thinking Christmas gifts already. These would be a great way to give somebody. If you know somebody that's in your family that has a rough time sleeping, and who doesn't? Who hasn't had a hard time sleeping at some point? Then get the MyPillow. And tonight you can get it at the best price anywhere in America when you use my phone number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, or if you go online to MyPillow.com, you can use the promo code KMC at checkout and get the same offer, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. All right, I want to get back to the question of the night, which has to do with the reaction that the people who didn't vote for Trump, the people who lost the election, have had. Is it different this time around, or is it just me? I didn't see McCain voters marching in the street tearing things up. I didn't see Romney voters marching in the street tearing things up. But in the last several days, I have seen a bunch of hooligans all over the place marching around and tearing things up. Now, there's this one story that is out of Houston that is really bothersome. I found it in the New York Post this morning. Nick, cue up that video. This is a mom who found out that her son, how dare he, voted for Donald Trump in the mock election at the local public school. He's 8 years old. And look at what she did to him. Watch.
Since you voted for Donald Trump, you can get your get out. The suitcase is packed by the door. Yeah, been packed since this morning. Bye. Matter of fact, and get your sign so when the people see you outside, they know why you're standing out there. No. Here you go. No. Here. Take your sign. Yeah. Come on here. Come on. Everyone, come on here. Let's go. Come on. Take your sign. Bye. Let's go. You want to vote for him? I'm going to show you. Come on.
Okay. Move. Okay.
Here's your suitcase, bye. Get your suitcase.
No!
Ella, get your suitcase and get out.
For those of you listening by way of radio, she's pushing him out the door now.
Go.
No!
We don't do Donald Trump here. Get your suitcase.
Okay.
All right, that's enough. 888-340-3373. She takes him out to the street corner, makes him stand there with a sign that says, "My mom kicked me out of my house because I voted for Donald Trump." Let's go to the phones. 888-340-3373. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. I got a comment to make about the Donald Trump election the other night. I was watching television on the returns, and all the anchors were sitting there like a bunch of goofballs, like bunch of little kids even, waiting for the election results to come in, and they look like a bunch of little kids waiting for somebody to come to their birthday party and the person the kids didn't show up.
Well, yeah, it was hard for some people. Thanks for the call. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York. 888-340-3373. The question is the response to the election on Tuesday, especially the protests, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. I genuinely haven't. I don't remember any losing side of any party in the past having the complete hissy fit nuclear meltdown that these crybabies are having. And when you see things like the mom kicking the kid out of the house, you see the thugs that jumped the driver in Chicago the day before yesterday, and they're beating on him, and they say, oh, he's one of them Trump white boy supporters. You see the vandalism, 230 arrests in Portland last night, or last few nights combined, 65 arrests in New York on the first night that they had them. And what was it all from? Vandalism, violence. There was a kid that got shot at the L.A. Demonstration yesterday. I mean, what's going on? It's not like it was even close. I mean, this was Trump put a hurting on her. He took a bunch of states away from the blue column. So you have a clear mandate, you have a clear outcome of the election, and the losing side in this election is losing its collective mind. Does it have something to do with the fact that over the last 8 years we've gone from keeping score in Little League games to giving trophies to everybody and making sure that every little special snowflake feels special all the time? And so when something bad does happen, they're not able to cope with it? I've actually wondered that. These little special snowflakes, they're not used to not getting their way. Is it? Is that what it is? There's something wrong if we cannot pick ourselves up and go, okay, I didn't get it this time, I'll try again next time. I've never seen elections go this way, and I've been covering them since the Reagan years. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Danny in Tampa. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, good, good, good. Are you there? Because I see you talking on the phone, and I can't hear you.
Danny, listen to your phone,
yeah,
because we're on a different time frame than what you're seeing on the TV. So just.
Okay, so I wouldn't even look at the TV, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, well, first of all, I think that it was definitely an electoral defeat, a big electoral defeat for Hillary Clinton. But I'll argue with you that it was not a mandate and a blowout. She won the popular vote. More people voted for her than him. And I'm not making any excuses. She definitely underestimated Michigan, Wisconsin, the blue states. Michael Moore was exactly right. They did the Trump was the hidden vote was there, which I didn't think was. And
but it wasn't just hidden votes, though, Danny. It wasn't just hidden votes. Michael Moore described the type of voter that Donald Trump was speaking to and that Hillary Clinton was ignoring. I mean, he couldn't
exactly
have.
Right.
Michael Moore could
you're
not
exactly
have been
right.
more
you're
accurate
exactly right.
in his description of who it was that gave the election to Mr. Trump. It was a forgotten generation of basically blue-collared, skilled workers that had been ignored for 30 years.
Exactly right, but like I said, it was not a blowout. It was like a 1% win, and she lost. And as far as that little girl, the little boy, and the mother, that's a mean thing to do. Very mean thing.
Is it abuse?
I just can't believe. As far as the protesters in Portland, the police have acknowledged that were anarchists that went in there and did a lot of the violence.
Well, that's what most of these protesters are. They're George Soros funded people.
No, not most, Kevin. Not most.
Oh, overwhelmingly they are. Danny, you don't know what you're talking about. I had the organizer for the New York rally on my show on Thursday. He told me exactly who they were. I talked to the leader of the socialist movement in New York that organized the 10,000-member rally. They're all millennials. None of them have a job. Very few of them voted, and they don't know what they're doing. They're just out there making trouble.
The people I was with Thursday night that I went for as a warm fuzzy just to protest in a while, there were a lot of different people. They're my age, young people, and they voted, and there was no violence as far as I could. Maybe Tampa's not.
You know, you live in Tampa. I live in a real city. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Gino in the Bronx. Hello, Gino.
Oh, it's perfect timing that Danny the Doofus from Tampa just called in. Apparently, George Soros didn't pay his paycheck.
Evidently not. He didn't punch the ticket.
He's just a brain dead Bolshevik who, likes to pop off on the radio. But suffice it to say that even I was shocked that the Trumpster won. But, hey, it happens. Michigan is losing tonight. Clemson lost. So, if it was a choice between Darth Vader with orange hair or the Borg Queen, I was not going to be assimilated, and I was not going to give in. Resistance was not futile. It was absolutely necessary. And the good people of Michigan, Wisconsin, rust blue states that never voted for Republicans in the last 30 years came through. Why? Because it's the Democrats' fault. Because they screwed these people,
yep,
and now they're screwing back. The only thing is now, we as Republicans have got to hold Bitch McConnell and little Paulie Ryan and all the other backstabbing bimbos that are going to try to derail the Trumpster. We got to hold them accountable, because otherwise we'll just give it right back to them 4 years from now, and Danny the Doofus is going to be busting balls for the next 4 years after that.
Well, Gino, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And there's reasons to be a little bit encouraged, because Mike Pence just got put in charge of the transition team on Friday, and I know Governor Pence, and I know some of the people that he's already put on the squad. We're going to have one of the best, you know, in terms of teams of administrations that have come in on the lower levels, in terms of executable policy and so forth. It's going to be a rock star program. Now, I don't know. I mean, they're still going to have to take their cues from Mr. Trump, but I have this feeling that we're going to be surprised, kind of the way the nation was surprised when Mr. Reagan came to power, and they didn't expect very much out of him, and he actually did some good stuff. But we'll see. We'll see.
Let's not get carried away now. It certainly, if Governor Two-Ton Tony from Toto is on the list for being a chief of state, then I know you really got to be taking back what you just
said.
I don't think
Two-Ton Tony is on the list, but I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Two-Ton Tony, you know, three tons of bologna in a quarter pound bag. You know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Gino. Have a great week. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin, you need to orchestrate a debate on air between Danny from and Gino.
I wouldn't get a word in edgewise. What are you talking about?
That'd be a great debate, but you'd have to have your FCC button probably ready to go.
You would. Nonstop.
Hey, listen, a couple of thoughts just quickly. That video demonstrates, in my opinion, why the black community votes for Hillary or for any Democrat they trot out to the tune of 90%, because that is brainwashing and indoctrination of an 8-year-old kid.
It really is.
That woman scarred that kid for life.
No, she has. And, Frank, I've got to run because we're up against the break. But great, great point. Thanks for your call, as always. Coming back, final few.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving. Ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. It is Radio 9 Live, and of course, every week we look forward to taking your calls, talking about a variety of things. It's been mostly the election in the last 6 months or so. But we're going to open it up. It's going to be whatever's making news that week is what we're going to be focusing on. And now it's the reaction to the election. All of the protests. In fact, I ran across this cartoon. For those of you on TV, you'll be able to see it. I'll describe it for those of you listening by way of radio. But you have a news anchor that's holding up a microphone, and he's talking to one of the protesters. And he says, "What exactly are you protesting?" To the hipster with the little beard and mustache and the nose ring and the ear spacer. And he's holding up a sign that says Trump with a do not go sign there, crossing it out. And he yells back, "Democracy!" What would you like instead? What else is there? You want Marxism? Let's try that, I guess, for a week. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Dixon is calling from Houston, Texas tonight. Hello, Dixon. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
My name's Kerry Dixon. I just wanted to call in and tell you that the night that they had the debate and they was talking about abortion and everything, and then they confronted Hillary on about a baby born to 9 months could be aborted. I believe that when the Lord heard that, I'm telling you, you can research it and look it up. Everything had changed from that point on. God is turning our nation around. He's put godly men around Trump to help him. The reason
that's an
the
interesting
Democrats
observation.
Are throwing such a...
Yeah, that's an interesting
yeah,
observation.
The reason the Democrats... Yes, sir. The reason the Democrats are throwing such a deal, they're on, this is it for them. This is it. Abortion's gone. Gay marriage is out. God's going to change every one of these as soon as Trump is put in office.
Well, I don't know. That's a pretty high bar, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm not opposed to a lot of that. Terry, thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us there in Houston tonight on Biz TV. Appreciate every person that has called us. And if you're listening to some of the 300 radio stations that we're on, or if you're in the 40 to 50 television markets that we're in, and you get us on Saturday night, we sure appreciate it. And we sure appreciate you telling your friends that on Saturday nights you like to have a little bit of fun, hang out with the crew from Radio Night Live. Right here. Kevin McCullough is my name. If you want anything else from me, my social media, you want to email me, you want to send me a message, TheBingeThinker.com is my website, TheBingeThinker.com. You can tweet me at KMC Radio. That will also get to me as well. If you are on the Biz TV network, stay tuned because the show begins again here in just a couple of minutes. They run it back-to-back here on Saturdays. And if you're not and you would like to get it again, then jump on the archives at TheBingeThinker.com and you can watch it again there or any of the past several weeks and get the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, on Saturday nights, we look forward to hanging out with you live from New York, and we'll see you next week on Radio Night Live.
I must be dreaming. And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
68-1681. No.